This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, we have Greg Ford back, and Greg, you're talking about Zaporozhye, which is a nuclear reactor where there's already been a flare release of radiation. Was there an accident there, or did a bomb hit it? What happened there in Zaporozhye?
Well, it was an artillery round that hit it once, and this was as of this morning, and this is what the National Security Council has already called for a session because of this.
You're talking about the United Nations, the Security Council, because they realize that these idiots continue the way that they're operating the war, which is very sloppy. We're going to have a massive radiation release, and it's going to force the world to do something on a national and international level, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's 14 of those nuclear reactors. As I said, personally, I was in a plane that left Lviv, and when the plane picked up, we just used those nuclear reactors as a landmark to leave Eastern Europe. And I counted 14 nuclear reactors in a line that are supplying Eastern Europe and Western Europe with power. And if any one of those takes a hit from an artillery round, a titanium armor-piercing round, any one of those nuclear reactors can go up.
Right.
It's just that simple.
So, Greg, let's say you were going to talk and give us an opinion. Where the hell are we right now with this? Because you're an expert on it. I interrupted you, so I want to hear, honestly, because I hear crazy opinions. I got one from McGregor, who was apparently an advisor sent by Mark Affney about how he thinks the Russians were, to some extent, justified, which I know they weren't. They infiltrated the Eastern Republics, and the war got started between Ukraine and these Eastern Republics, so it killed a lot of citizens there. But what's going on in Russia has an attitude of, we want to reestablish the Soviet Union under Putin. And I think what we're dealing with right now is a march toward World War III, and the globalists like this war. The globalists want to collapse the economy here in America with oil and gas and want this war. They actually are all for it. That's why, unfortunately, the elements on both sides are wanting to support the Ukrainians, but they're doing it a little too late. I mean, when last year there were delays a couple times to get material through to Ukraine, Biden administration delayed it. You know, if Ukraine gets up their own no-fly zone, they don't need our help. They can do it themselves with the proper equipment. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, and we have the equipment available and ready to move in Poland. I know that, okay?
Right.
At Lazar Air Base, we have the equipment that they need to fight, okay, that the Ukrainians need to defend themselves. We have that ready. And of course, all the other stuff is what is it, political theater? That's what we're seeing, is nobody wants us to actually make a decision. So I know the Ukrainians can protect themselves. I was there. The Americans were there. We trained the Ukrainians on how to defend themselves against the order of battle, the order of the Soviet battle line. Okay, they know what's happening. They know what's going on, and if they have the equipment, they can defend themselves. Just as simple. All right. So, but the thing is there's going to be some sort of provocation. I guarantee it at this point. And
okay, but may I guess, what kind of provocation do you think?
The provocation can take many forms, but in this case, all it takes is one titanium round to hit a nuclear facility in Ukraine. Look, they've already had the world's first meltdown, okay, at Chernobyl. Okay, what would it take for one of those nuclear reactors that are surrounded by wild-eyed military people and artillery people to actually go critical? Okay, we know it's happened before, and it'll probably happen again.
So, okay, well, I personally think those artillery shells are going to be stopped with the equipment that we have, or the Polish and the other nations have. Why the hell is that already not in Ukraine stopping this? So zones for people to actually escape the country and actually to create an Ukrainian no-fly zone. We don't need to put American troops on the ground or aircraft. We just need to get them all the equipment, and we were delaying it, and now lots of Ukrainians are dying. And if one of these reactors goes up, it's going to, or if they start to decide to, you know, to rush it, to do major attacks against Poland or other countries, we're pulled right into a world war. And then the Russians, because they're dirty buggers, may fire off nuclear weapons from Central and South America at our major cities, like where I live right beside Penn and Marine Corps Base. I can expect a missile to become here with our anti-missile system. We're fried. And I think that's how the Russians think. They don't necessarily want to think on a reasonable level, like even doing the engagement of guerrilla warfare. They just want to kind of clean sweep and just, you know, burn the hell out of a place and then take it over after they kill everybody.
Well, Greg, I want to make a brief comment. The largest nuclear facility power plant in Europe is near Zaporozhye. Or Zaporozhye, as we used to call it.
Right.
That is now under Russian control. And I don't know if they have adequate technicians to maintain the stability. Now, we were just told that it was a fire at a facility nearby and no damage to the reactor occurred. But in terms of having the competent personnel to keep up managing such a facility requires people, as Dr. Deagle's pointed out in earlier programs, who are well trained for a period of 6 months before.
You can't just take military officers and drop them in there, and you can't just arrest people like they do around Chernobyl and say that they're going to maintain control of these reactors, because if the reactor goes critical, whether they like it or not, we're going to have a massive release of radiation that's going to kill millions of people.
Yeah. So
this is the land of nuclear reactors that go critical. This is the place where they go critical. This Ukraine, okay? And I, when I was in Ukraine, I actually traveled to Chernobyl. I saw what a critical reactor looks like after they've lost the core, control of the core. And so I know. I'm not saying that it can go wrong. All I can say is, if there's a motivation, if there's a reason to have a sodium shunt core go critical, okay, which it has happened, and everybody says, well, what is that? Look at 9/11. Okay, 9/11, both buildings, both North Tower, South Tower, New York, they both had. What was it? Nuclear cores go critical, as in the basement of both buildings.
Now I got a quick question. You met with your son and author of your book, you know, Midnight in Samara. Yeah, are you in the process of writing another book? Because I think another book kind of needs to be, you know, written about those events, because the events that happened in Iraq. The events that are happening now in Ukraine are parallel, and the situation in 9/11 is connected to the current situation. Barbara Honecker said this the other day with Adam Eisenberger. People don't realize all these things are connected. Oklahoma City, 9/11, the fact the government was involved with actually doing this, and also these nuclear reactors and bioweapons labs in Ukraine and even in China were run by our military people, right?
It takes, like I said on your show many times, Bill, all it takes is a suitcase with a nuclear trigger. And as I said, the nuclear triggers were already sold to Iraq. There was a nuclear trigger is a plutonium spherical detonation device. Okay, they were already sold by the U.S. military to Iraq. Okay, they're out there.
Right.
Yeah. And if anybody doesn't believe me, look at the Alacoca facility, or look at Admiral Joe Lopez, who was with the Navy, who was directly responsible for taking those weapons, those triggering devices to Iraq. Okay, and I know when I say this, everybody's going to say, "Oh, that couldn't have happened. We didn't do anything like this." Well, 9/11 happened. We saw it, and we saw those buildings come down. Those buildings didn't come down because they were having a bad day. They came down because they had a nuclear
The nuclear pits were put there by the nuclear division of the CIA contracted Israeli Mossad nuclear division. I know this from Intel. Okay, this is not my conjecture. So we have to understand that there's globalist control of the air situation. I'm not sure how much of this was, you know, step-by-step pulling Russia into Ukraine. You know, they knew Russia could be manipulated into actually could take the Eastern Republics. But it's obvious that the manner in which they handle this was actually going to aggravate Russia. And they knew it was Putin's psychology, and he's a nut, that he would be dangerous and wanted to invade the entire country and eventually take over other former Soviet republics.
Yep.
So go ahead.
Gentlemen, there's another factor I want to touch upon before Gray has to leave us, and that is Russia is getting Cuban troops. He's getting mercenaries from the Middle East, probably also
Syria.
From China.
From Syria, yeah.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Second, I can't hear with the bumper going on. So go ahead. We'll talk tomorrow.
So, John, something about the premier of Ukraine. Very quickly, what about him?
I have specifically seen myself. I know that any one of those goes. We're in another nuclear war like none we've ever seen. And I agree with that. So we better figure this out right now. Okay, we better make decisions that are concrete and have a janitorial and a custodial requirement, okay, to deal with this, okay? None of this finger-pointing and none of this bad accusations, all of this stuff we need to understand.
In other words, you have a team that actually maintains control of these reactors, so neither side can trigger off an accidental strike with a weapon to blow the damn thing up.
Well, you have more confidence than I do, Bill.
But I'm not being confident. I'm saying we have to do something like that. I don't see any movement toward that. I just don't see
it. Right. Well,
I see is incompetence. I see incompetence of the S level here.
Well, there's plenty of nuclear strike teams that are well trained, know what they're doing, and can be deployable. Okay.
Well, those teams should be in there right now, rather than waiting until something bad happens.
You know, wherever they are in the world, they can be deployed to deal with this situation within 8 hours.
Right.
Anywhere in the world, they can be there in 8 hours.
Well, that's good. Listen to the continuous discussion tomorrow. We'll give you a call, okay?
All right.
All right.
My pleasure. And thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks. Take care. We'll continue doing updates. And hopefully, I think I have a new book coming on the shelves here with all of this new information that's coming out, because it connects.
In 15 minutes, I'm going to be meeting with my ghostwriter, and we'll discuss putting the final touches on that.
Yeah, if you need any other intel information from me or other people like Adam Eisenberger, we'll try to do what we can to try to help you. All right?
That would be great. Thank you for the offer. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you so good. Much.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Okay, you too.
So, John, I'd like you to continue your discussion for just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'll be right back, but I want you to continue your discussion on air as to what's going on here and what we have to do on a citizen level to get our government to get their act together. Can you do that while I'm gone for like 2 minutes?
I'll do the best I can, Dr. D.
Okay, you do always a great job. You're a good co-host. So I'll be back in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay. As some of you know, I've more or less been in this business, although I've never been paid, received any monetary compensation, or held any position. I probably know more about these geopolitical matters than any of the so-called experts in Washington. And as an outsider, I've been able to do what they have never been able to do, and that is get the job done. And in this particular case, we have a situation which is being handled by very incompetent people. They may be part of the intelligence community. They may be at the Pentagon or the White House. But right now, they appear to be totally incompetent or very cowardice in not realizing we are dealing with probably the worst enemy, if you can believe, during my entire lifetime. And I turned 83 on Saturday. And what you need to understand is Putin is basically a monster. I think his intelligence is somewhat overrated. He's had a fairly good staff up until recently of key advisors, not as many professional geographers as he's had in the past, more people specializing in so-called foreign affairs or political science, which do not really have the capacity to advise on these matters. And as a result, we find that Putin, being the egomaniac that he is, very few people are aware that he has basically been a office boy for Yuri Andropov when he was director of the KGB, and then later, for a brief period of a few years, president of the former Soviet Union. But that was also a time when the greatest casualties occurred in Afghanistan, when 1 million Afghans were killed. And I have no doubt whatsoever that Putin is planning to kill at least a million Ukrainians if he has his way. And I don't think we could allow that. And this is why I think we're going to need volunteers from various other countries, just like Putin is bringing in mercenaries from the Middle East, even Cuban troops and probably Chinese, because although the Ukrainians are putting up a good fight, they are going to need more professional people to assist in the entire situation. Also, there has been so much misinformation put out. Now, I have no doubt whatsoever that during the past decade, there have been a lot of terrible things happening in Ukraine. I'm aware that there are neo-Nazi groups that go around killing people that are of either Russian ancestry or speak the Russian language fluently, and of course they in Western Ukraine they now have a policy of English only or Ukrainian, but no Russian. And I'm aware that some of these neo-Nazi groups have rounded up hundreds of people, put them in buildings, and detonated them. And I'm also aware that you have the Khazarian Mafia, which has been there almost since the beginning of time, and all of the criminality that they are probably involved with worldwide, not just Ukraine itself. And I have no doubt whatsoever there has been child trafficking as well. There's been a lot of terrible things that have occurred in that country. But just look at Washington, D.C., what has transpired when they excavated those tunnels almost under the Capitol building in the White House where children were being molested and tortured. And most of them died. A few were able to be rescued. But we don't hear too much about those things for some reason. There's a lot of evil things going on. But you have to focus on the fact that even if there should be these biolabs...
I'm back, John. Go ahead.
Even though there are these biolabs, does this justify the Russians going in and needlessly killing non-strategic civilians and destroying their property? And
I totally agree. Totally agree. I hear stupid comments by people. Who do you think was saying those kind of things?
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor KT McFarland believes she's got the way that President Joe Biden could have an immediate impact on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Number one, I am restarting the American energy industry, and I'm also going to export oil and natural gas to Europe. And he would go to the Europeans and say, I've got your back. I'm going to guarantee your energy security. You don't have to buy Russian stuff. And then I think he goes to Putin and says, I am going to drive the price of oil back down to where it was, $40 a barrel. where American companies can make money, and where you, Russia, are bankrupt.
And in other news from Ukraine, 23 people were killed, mostly children, and 26 others were wounded from shelling on a school and community center in a city near Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine. Also, we have word that a U.S. citizen has been killed in Cherniv, a northern Ukraine city, according to State Department officials. This is USA Radio News. At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. A United Arab Emirates-flagged cargo ship with 30 people on board sank in the Persian Gulf off the southern coast of Iran. The ship sank to heavy turbulence in poor weather. Rescuers were immediately dispatched from different parts of Iran's southern coastline to rescue the ship's crew. 29 of the 30 crew members have been rescued so far, according to crisis mitigation officials at the Islamic Republic News Agency. The cargo ship has crew that consisted of nationals from Sudan, India, Pakistan, Uganda, Tanzania, and Ethiopia. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Bunch of satanic maniacs at the top on all sides. The worst of the Russians, though, are completely under Putin, are completely crazy. They've had a series of dictators over the years. They want to use this excuse of they're trying to get rid of Nazis. I mean, this is the actual word I hear in Russia, is they're trying to clean out the area of what we call neo-Nazis in eastern Ukraine, which is, you know, yeah, there's some people that are kind of the remnant of the Nazis there. They even were doing the Reichstag. But it's because the Nazis were the ones fighting against Stalin, and the Russians were coming down and killing millions of Ukrainians to make them join the Russian system or starving them to death, creating the death of the kulaks. So people don't understand that there's long, you know, memories going back, you know, 70 years of millions of Ukrainians dying at the hands of Stalin. And these Nazis, believe it or not, were on the side of the Ukrainians trying to fight against Stalin. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. Makes things a little bit more complicated. But
we don't understand this. We always want to just say that Hitler did everything wrong. Well, he did some things that were supporting his particular allies against their enemy. And by the way, the Russians, when they came in here, they were, of course, service policy. He didn't cooperate with it. He just killed you. So the Russians don't believe in negotiating kind of like a peace or work on, or even doing regular urban warfare. They're just going to come in and drop some shells or bombs on you until you die, or they hit you with a fuel air bomb and hit apartment buildings and so on, or even this school that, or even I think it was a thing in the eastern part of Ukraine that actually had, on the outside it had marked down, there were children inside the building. I think it was some kind of a library, and they, luckily there's a place below it that maybe people survived and went to the basement, but everybody on the top of the building was annihilated. So I don't think they understand the Russian attitude is, you engage in war with us, we'll be dirty buggers, we'll use whatever we need to at our disposal, and we aren't going to engage even in warfare where we think that you have actually half a chance of defeating us. We're just going to go to the next step in warfare, including using fuel, air bombs, or other things, right?
Yes. Now, I don't know if you heard this during your break, but I basically said that Putin was never really what you would call a war hero. He might have been an office boy because he served under Yuri
Andropov,
who was then in charge of the KGB for a long period of time. And then about 2 years into the Afghan War,
as far as I know, he has very little military experience personally on the battlefield or strategic analysts. In fact, two of the strategic analyst leaders in his own party this week he arrested because he said they gave him wrong advice. Well, I'm sure he asked his advisors, and the advisors said, well, if you go into Ukraine, you're just going to march in and take it over within a couple of days. So some of the people actually going in there had uniforms ready to go into a parade saying, hey, thanks for us coming in and rescuing you and you from the so-called neo-Nazis. Well, the fact is, that, believe it or not, some of the Nazi factions that's over there were fighting against the Russians because they remember what happened to Stalin and the kulaks, the death of millions of Ukrainians at the hands of Stalin. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
And when I hear people even like Tucker Carlson and other people, they don't understand the spreads of history and long memories that go back generations as to what the hell happened. I have remember talking to Canadians that came from Ukraine, and they tell me some of the stories of what happened and how many Ukrainians died, how many survived by coming to America and other places and setting up farms across Canada and the United States. So, you know, there's Ukrainian communities all over the world, but, you know, especially over the U.S. and Canada.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't get this, do they? They don't understand that Ukraine, because of its rich soil and its particular geographic location and so on, has been a gem for the Russians to try to rule. And they don't. And Putin doesn't really give a damn over how many people he kills. He just wants that gem back in the crown of the Soviet Union.
Yes. One thing, again, I want to emphasize regarding the invasion of Afghanistan in 1979.
Right.
Andropov came to power in about 1982 to 1984, and it was during that time period when Putin, behind the scenes, encourages a massive campaign against Afghan civilians. And during that period of time, over 1 million Afghans were killed, especially...
Well, he has a scorched earth policy. He doesn't care how many innocent women and children they killed or whatever, even trying to stop supply lines where people can just even escape. In fact, it was people in the Red Line that were just killed the other day.
Yeah.
And when I hear morons that don't understand this, what's with the Russians, they think, well, the Russians are justified. No, they're not. The Russians are just trying to reestablish the Soviet Union, and, you know, they've been mismanaging Russia for decades, and just being a bully doesn't make you able to reestablish your world power. Now, they do have a oil and gas, but even then, it's not even clean. Compared to ours, their oil and gas is very dirty compared to ours.
Yes. Well, again, I want to emphasize that that Putin's planning to use the same plan that he used in Afghanistan to kill 1 million Afghans. I have no doubt whatsoever his goal is to kill at least 1 million Ukrainians in the very near future if he has his way. And we can't allow that.
I totally agree. So here's my prescription. Stop negotiating and stop acting like idiots. Help the Ukrainians have a true no-fly zone with anti-aircraft systems, S-300, S-400, the aircraft in Poland and so on. And start instituting our advanced weapons we don't even declare that exist, for example, our space-based and other weapons, to mobilize the Russians on the ground so they can't continue to expand their territorial expansions. And send them these special teams right now into Ukraine to maintain his reactor, so we don't have a reactor go critical because these morons hit it with a shell or do something. You know, why wait until we have a disaster and then do something about it later? Right?
Right.
And then secondly, and then thirdly, I think we have enough space-based and other intel, and so we can, one way or another, take out Putin himself or advise some of his own internal forces in Russia, because I'm sure that a lot of the oligarchs and people in Russia are losing money like crazy and are very concerned about the position of Russia in terms of the world, that Putin is actually harming them. I mean, he even when he's going after his own leaders inside of, you know, they're living in Manhattan, you know, they have, you know, major properties and so on in the United States because they're Russian oligarchs.
Yeah.
And instead of, why are we attacking Russian oligarchs, we should actually be allying with them to try to get rid of friggin' Putin. Putin is the problem. It's like if you got an infection or cancer, get rid of the cancer, that's Putin.
Yes. I think it's important that we allow the Ukrainians to become very successful, and I don't see that happening from the leadership in Washington at this time. which bothered
me. Well, I don't think just Washington. I think the Europeans understand that if they don't do a lot more than they're doing right now, that that if Ukraine falls, other nations inside of Europe will fall too very quickly, very after. I think they have a sense of reality. Even Sweden's talking, but they haven't been talking for years, of actually joining NATO now. Did you hear about that?
Oh, this has been going on for over the last couple of months, Dr. Deagle. Yes.
Right. So my feeling is a lot of nations that were kind of dithering over whether they would be joined full force NATO, like Norway and Sweden and so on. And, of course, we already know the Baltic republics are part of NATO. But I don't think that, that Biden will be. If Biden takes the large eastern city of Ukraine, their capital, and he does other more damage to millions of Ukrainians and gets away with it, he's not going to be stopped there.
Yeah.
He's going to continue with the aid of Chinese and so on to try to invade many more European countries.
Yeah.
And if the Chinese don't get hit with sanctions against them financially and otherwise, they're going to see if they can take Taiwan. So it's not going to be over. And then, of course, Russia is funding its $10 billion plant inside Iran to actually build nuclear weapons so that they can attack Israel. And Israel is basically saying no, that they can actually hit anywhere inside Europe. And they also have long-range weapons that they're being sold, in other words, to the Iranians, which are not stupid, so they can strike the United States all the way from Iran. So I don't think people understand that the Israelis aren't going to put up with this. They're going to bomb the hell out of Iran because they think there's a possibility that this whole plan is going to move forward.
Yeah.
They're not going to wait until this happens. They're going to bomb a share and other reactors, and it's going to make the whole place in uninhabitable. How's that?
Yes.
Straight in the Bible.
Right. Getting back to Europe, I don't think even the Swiss believe they can be neutral much longer because they see this as a viable threat to all of Europe, what Putin is doing right now.
Exactly. So
I just wish the American people would become aware of it. I talk to people.
Well, I think it's because they get bad news from the news media. News media are confusing them.
Yeah, and it's mainly Fox News and to a left.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
In the heat of what we're saying. So here we are into the last segment here now. I think that if I was going to give my request, I'm going to just say a little prayer. Dear Lord, may the people of the world realize that we are not going into World War III. We are in World War III, tied with the globalists who want a war, economic chaos over one of the, you know, the environmental maniacs here are cutting off oil and gas, and the provocation of a nutball, Putin, to go and attack Ukraine. All these things have been engineered on purpose to make sure we bring the world to its knees. Lord, you know, here we have Biden wanting to negotiate with Iran to give them the material along with Russia to actually build a $10 billion nuclear reactor that can make nuclear weapons to attack Israel. And Israel is going to bomb the hell out of Iran when they run and do this. Lord, what do we do? I mean, we're looking at the scriptures of the Bible, Ezekiel 38, 39, and the book of Enoch, staring us down the face saying, look, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm any special prophetic guy anymore. I'm just going to say, look, I'm a guy that just knows stuff, and the stuff I know is actually should be reheated. I mean, I don't see it is.
Yeah.
For example, I don't think that, and I agree with you, I don't think we can negotiate with Putin. I think he only understands his firm action. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, causing major damage to Russia. I mean, to be honest with you, the fact that we're shutting down their economy and so on means we failed in other ways. I mean, when they were doing this 6 or 7 years ago, we should have done things to stop Russia's expansion of the Eastern Republics of Ukraine and getting themselves seated there. We should have done things to actually get Biden, you know, Putin removed from power. We moved to our military channels and so on to get him out of power one way or the other. But we didn't, including, you know, because I think he's a dangerous guy. I think he's a psychotic. But, you know, you can't take this passive viewpoint and think you're going to negotiate yourself into a peace or not. You've got to take action to get into peace, right?
Yes. We've unfortunately done just the opposite in the past too many times. We have ended up negotiating and basically surrendering or basically a no-win situation occurs. And it's been repeated so many times because even though we start out very enthusiastically as supposedly going to be the victors, we cave in. And this is one time when we cannot cave in as we have in the past.
Right.
I'm
amazed that more of the public isn't calling in 877-317-6432 because... If I was a public, pretend I'm a public guy calling. Deagle, what do you think is going to happen? Well, first off, get my first line of defense, get my radiation protection nutraceuticals. Because even if we hit one of these reactors, are you ready for the radiation cloud circling the planet like Fukushima Daiichi? No. Are you ready for this new B strain of the coronavirus that's spreading through China and elsewhere that's like ravaging people all over the world? People are thinking that the coronavirus is going away bye-bye because we're getting rid of the mandates, we're getting rid of the vaccines. No, they're not. The Pfizer company is pushing more vaccines because they know they're going to have boosters because the old technology doesn't work. And they're going to get to sell them boosters every year, every 6 months, to make sure you continue to be boosted while it's destroying your immune system.
Yeah, but everything that shot number four, yeah.
Right, so what I'm trying to say, and the Israelis finally realized these extra shots don't do any good. Well, everything the government does is screwy, everything. You can't negotiate away from what's called what Putin's doing. We should have never allowed the situation to allow Ukraine to not have to be able to set up an immediately no-fly zone to stop the Russians from coming in, either take the Eastern or Western Republic, parts of their country. And these reactors and these bioweapon labs, why didn't we get the material out of those bioweapon labs, or why didn't we get special teams in these reactors? If one of them was hit with a shell, they're worried about whether or not it would be radiation release. What are you going to wait until you get a big radiation cloud like Fukushima Daiichi? In fact, the Fukushima plant area just get up in another earthquake, I think it was yesterday. You heard about that, right?
No, I didn't hear about that earthquake.
It was actually a big one, like 7.3, 7.4.
Yeah.
Which means basically that you'd think that they have the reactor under control. They don't. Underneath the ground underneath there is still releasing a tremendous amount of radiation to the North Pacific Ocean. So, it talks about in the Bible about, one-third of the waters of the oceans of the world being poisoned. Well, the poison is called Chernobyl that's the Russian word for blood. People don't understand Chernobyl and what happened in Fukushima Daiichi. People don't realize this is all basically right in the old Bible. And I don't think people are paying attention at all. I really think they think that things are just going to happen. Unless we repent and take action, not whine and think we're going to negotiate ourselves out of this. Yeah. And we can't just take news actors and think that, we can justify one position or another. We should not allow this to get out of control.
Yep.
I mean, we're encouraging it by weakness. That's why we have a weak president right now. It's encouraging world economic collapse, world environmentalism to stop the oil and gas. I mean, if we had oil and gas, Russia wouldn't have all this money to do what they're doing because they wouldn't be able to afford it. But instead of we're acting like we're weakness, we're showing weakness, so the Russians are saying, hey, we got all this money from selling oil and gas, even if the people were potentially going to bomb or take over in Europe. And the Europeans are basically thinking they don't want to freeze in the dark, so they'll buy Russian oil, and despite the fact the money is funding the Russians coming in and eventually possibly invading their country.
Yeah.
It's tremendously stupid, isn't it? Here, go ahead.
Yes. I think it's worse than weakness. I think it's... I shouldn't really use the word stupidity. That's not very diplomatic.
It's evil.
But so many Americans have been duped into thinking that those who have been very active in supporting Putin have made such apparently strong, convincing cases, and we find that so many patriotic people right now, more conservatives than liberals, are actually supporting Putin. Even some of the guests on your other programs, say, are...
Are we talking about Mark Gaffney? Sent me an information clip, and I thought...
Well, that's not...
Mark, yeah.
You have another fellow that comes on who's also supporting Putin.
Which guy is that? I'm trying to think.
Josh.
Oh, Josh, yeah. I don't think Josh really has a good, solid opinion about analyzing the situation at all.
No,
I think
none of them are qualified to...
I don't think he has an actual qualified ability to understand. It's the same thing as he thinks that somehow you just get a bunch of states together and you're going to get the election fixed. They're not going to fix it. It's obvious that at this late point they're not going to fix the election. They have to fix the election process so the next one is not stolen. But this one here is already lost. I mean, to me, it's already gone because all the parties that actually did do the right thing, like the Supreme Court and the lower courts and so on, even all the good evidence that we had from Mike Lindell, nothing's happening. There's so many corrupt politicians and media people, it's just disgusting.
Yeah,
look,
I know.
And I
can recall all the years of the past, Dr. Deagle, when you and I tried so hard. And when I say tried hard, I'm not just talking about once a week, but several times a week we were trying to contact the White House to inform them about Laos or Chia Island and other things.
Oh, I keep on getting these ultimatums. Oh, we want to hear you. We don't even want to hear me.
Right.
I keep on saying, why don't you talk to me and John Spring?
Yeah.
I mean, and the same thing going with right now, Trump is all worried about the midterm elections. Look, at the rate we're going, we're in World War III. It's going to be very intense by the time there's midterm elections in November. Things are going to be very intense. What I see is he
cannot even have the luxury of a midterm election the way things are going right now.
Well, if we have one, it'll be like an afterthought in terms of a destruction of the economy and so on.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to be that way at all. I mean, I think positive that God's going to intervene. Maybe at some point people will start to wake up and say, you know, maybe I got a comment the other day that Steve Quayle runs Gen 6. You should listen to Deagle, he said to one of the people that calls in regular to us.
Yeah.
He talked to them.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, I'm trying to get a hold of Steve, but so far I have no success.
Yeah.
Steve Quayle has a lot of it in his own videos and so on.
Yeah. And Dr. Deagle, I can think of all of those celebrities. Every single one of them seemed like a sure bet that they were going to connect us with Trump, and not one came through. It was so disappointing. I've learned one thing in life, Dr. Deagle, not to rely on anyone else. If you want something done, you better do it yourself. And that's what I think.
Well, right now I'm just praying. I'm going to say a quick prayer. Dear Lord, I'm just a simple guy. I'm not going to say I have a prophetic calling or anything. I'm just a guy with info, and so do you. And we feel like you and I are, in a sense, witnesses at the time of the end of new normal secular history, just trying to tell people, wake up and repent, or we are facing a lot of judgment and a lot of bad things happening. And our God will intervene if we pray to him and believe he can do that.
Well, he can.
Yeah, and we're going to have another discussion on this tomorrow in hour number two after we have our show with Michelle and the firing line. Amazing show. We'll try to see if we can line up something to discuss with Adam Eisenberg, perhaps even after his regular hours, because he's not available during the regular time when we have our show. If I do manage to get him, I may do a quick video with you here later today or tomorrow. John, thank you out there for listening again. Do email us if you have any questions or call in 877-317-6432. The St. Patty's Day sale is on. The code is Saint, or you can use Spring and use either code to get the 7% off.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.